Welcome along to a special podcast here for Sevens Rugby. We're here at the launch of the Athlone Sevens, which takes place on the August Bank Holiday weekend, and they've kindly come on board with knockon.ie. We're promoting them and they're promoting us, so much appreciated. Here with me for a podcast to chat a bit about Sevens Rugby, the future of it, and maybe talk about what these kind of tournaments can do for the game, for both at a club level and going forward towards an international level, are two men who have heavily involved in both club and professional rugby. First of all, I'm delighted to say Brian Toohey is with me, Connacht professional player, but also a man who has a good Sevens background, having played for Ireland as well. You're very welcome along, Brian.
Thank you very much.
Good to have you on board. We'll be talking to Brian about the future of the Irish Sevens national team and the Olympic Sevens as well, as the podcast go on. Also with me this week is Jeff Kenny. And Jeff, it's a great tournament. You're all very excited about it, and thanks for coming along to have a chat with us.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks again. It's really been really good. You know, there's the uptake from last year, but the interest obviously is growing, obviously nationally and internationally, and that's what we're trying to target, is the national and get teams on board early, you know.
Brilliant. Well, let's start by you telling me a little bit about the tournament, and then we'll get into our little chat.
It's great. This is about the third year of it, but there's been a lot more intake or uptake of it, I suppose, from the point of view of we've sponsored online now with Super Value, which is a big name nationally, but also locally for ourselves. But we've three different tournaments this year. We've the new addition is the Women's Open tournament. We have a Men's Open, Junior Open tournament, and the Women's Open. So we're hoping for all ages, levels, and when I say ages, it's going to be from 18s up, so to emphasise that it's more a senior tournament than anything else, but to cater for all levels. So the Men's Open specifically would be tiered towards AIL standard players. Mm-hmm. But that's open, don't have to be part of a club. You can have an invitational side, so someone can bring who they want, and if they have a couple of mates from different clubs, put an invitational side together and more than welcome to come along. From a junior point of view, it's open to junior clubs, so we're talking the likes of the Connacht Junior League, Munster Junior League clubs, Leinster, and obviously Ulster Junior League clubs. Obviously they all have to be senior clubs and club members. The Women's Open then is open to any team, any standard of ladies player out there. So we're really keen to push that this year as well. But also on the Sunday, we're having a tag tournament, so we're trying to make a big festival weekend out of it. So I suppose we're trying to get out there, obviously get knock on side as well, which is a good one, and get it out there and help promote it for us, you know.
All right, well, I guess I'll go to Brian first. Brian, you know, you're a great believer in Sevens Rugby. Myself and yourself were having a chat before this podcast, and we'll get into some of the things we were talking about there in a minute. But first things first, Sevens Rugby, obviously you will feel, starts from the grassroots up. You were just saying to me, not only would you like to see more clubs playing Sevens Rugby and amateur players, but you'd like to see it on underage level as well in schools too. You can see a future for this, and summer is full of tag rugby or Sevens Rugby tournaments all around the country.
Yeah, massively. I just think it's the underline of the 15s game. It teaches you all the basic skills that you need at the highest level of 15s game, and no better way to learn than at school. Mm. You know, schools basically spend all year basing their rugby season around one competition, when they should be able to base it around the one competition, which is the Senior Cup or the Junior Cup, but also be able to bring in sevens at that level as well, which would be great for all types of players, because not everyone is going to play 15s. You know, there's some players out there that are just suited to 15s, and there's other players out there that would be just predominantly suited to sevens.
Mm. Jeff, you started this tournament 4 years ago here in Athlone. Was it just, what was the thinking? Was there thinking that there wasn't enough tournaments around for players? And also, like, the timing of it, do you like the idea of it just being early in this team's preparations for the new season?
Yeah, that's a big part of it. We've been toying around with the dates for the last little while, last couple of years, and we feel that the feedback from the clubs is they like it as a prequel sort of to their season before they get into the pre-season training. Some of the senior sides will be in pre-season training, but they use it as a bonding weekend as well, and which is quite important before the season starts. I suppose the reasons why we got into it, we could see that the development of it was coming along slowly, and there's a lot more of it on TV. It's getting promoted a lot heavier, and obviously, you know, it's part of the Olympics, so it's going to be there. Kids are going to see it, so that's where it's at.
Brian, one thing that Jeff raises there, I want to go straight into, I mean, the development around the world is very fast, but in Ireland it's a bit slower because we've kind of shunned away maybe from the World Series, and I know that's something you feel we shouldn't really do.
Yeah, unfortunately we haven't followed in the footsteps of England, Wales and Scotland, our neighbours, which is a bit of a disappointment really, because if you see the level that these boys are playing at, it just can show it can make massive difference to provinces players as well. You can teach young players to play in front of crowds of 30,000-40,000, you know, which, not taking anything away from AIL of course, but you're not going to play in front of 20,000 or 30,000 if you're playing an AIL game. And they can learn this from playing in big stadiums around the world, and they can also learn the fundamentals of one mistake can cost you a tournament, you know, where if you miss a tackle in a 15s game you've got your buddy next to you who can cover for you, but generally if you miss a tackle in 7s it's a try. So you really do learn the basics of one missed tackle, what it can really cost a team, you know.
You played in the World Cup, isn't that right, with Ireland, or you played in the 7s tournament anyways, and just it was World Cup, wasn't it?
Yeah, I played in 05 and 09. And Hong Kong was the first one, and then Dubai was the second one.
Just take people through some of the players that you play with, because we were talking about this beforehand, and maybe people don't realise like the type of players that could be coming through from a sevens team in time.
Yeah, to get the qualifiers to the Dubai World Cup in 09, we had the likes of Chris Henry, who's obviously a big star now up in Ulster, playing week in, week out. You have Darren Cave, who's played Ireland A and is a big regular starter for Ulster as well, but you've got the likes then of Keith Earls, James Calling. These guys were kind of all guys that were struggling at the start to make it with their provinces, got a bit of confidence through sevens, and got seen out there, got other clubs interested, which meant the home provinces had to take note of the talent they had themselves, and sure, all you have to do is look at what they're doing now, really.
Jeff, just tying that to club sevens, I guess even at a club level, there's going to be young players who are on the fringe of a senior All-Ireland League team, or maybe even their junior team. A tournament like this could be a chance for individuals to shine as well, and it might be attractive to a player who's on the fringe and just wants to show off what he can do.
Yeah, no, I'd agree with what you're saying, and what Brian is saying. There's lots of opportunity for guys that mightn't be quite proficient at 15s, but can be absolute superb sevens players. It's just the freedom to express themselves as well that they don't get in 15s, and to show what sort of classy players they have. And that's probably a lot of it is, like, I'd see it myself looking at young players there. They don't know how to beat a guy one-on-one half the time. So that's where sevens can show. And obviously the guys here with us in the room knows how to finish tries, and he's learned that his trade by playing sevens and that ability. But you only get that freedom playing sevens.
Yeah, do you see, in the sense that Ireland just needs to look at their rugby calendar and just get more club tournaments? I know the All-Ireland Clubs Sevens has started, and that must be something you've welcomed.
Oh yeah, no, it's a great addition to the calendar. I think it's something they have to seriously look at. Obviously, we need to look at is 2016 for the Olympics. You know, they're getting behind it. All the smaller nations are now getting behind it. Russia, China, it's part of their primary school curriculum. So, you know, they're making a big statement about rugby sevens. I can't see why we can't do it as well. And it also gives the opportunity. Everyone has this philosophy about rugby that is the big guy. The amount of small men now that are playing sevens on the international circuit is immense. I'm an avid follower of on Sky Sports. So it's, you just got to watch that. So there's lots of opportunity for the smaller fella out there to show his skills and show his wares.
Brian, is there any danger of the game taken away in any way from the 15s? I'll give you the example of cricket 2020. If you talk to an average cricket fan, he'll tell you 2020 cricket is almost annoying. But is that a little bit different, because 2020 cricket could actually kind of some way replace it to the new fans? But sevens rugby is just completely different. I don't know. How would you put it?
No, I don't think so. I wouldn't know too much about cricket,
no.
But I know what you mean. 15s, no. No, definitely not. Like we were saying, this, you have your 15s. Which, and sevens, Ireland could use sevens as a great way to bring players through. But to play at the top level and to be on the circuit, you have guys that would be able to play 15s and not sevens, but also guys that can play sevens and not 15s. Like, if you look to the likes of one of the greats, Serevi, you know, known all over the world as a sevens player, but wasn't really able to convert that into the 15s man game. So you have the two types of players, you know, so I don't think it will take in any way.
But crucially, you envisage it's the in-between where Irish rugby can really benefit. The guys who will play sevens and then and like the Keith Earls, if you mentioned, and Darren Caves and so on, and will benefit from it. How would you see it working out if Ireland ever did join that world circuit? How could you see it kind of pan out, and how you could have a squad but at the same time not take away from the 15 game?
I think, like, you've got a lot of development players and academy players, you know. I think you should use these players. Like, the players themselves would only probably love to play in the circuit as well, you know. You could easily take maybe two or three players from each province, you know, and tell them at this maybe start of the year, like, your predominant goal is you play sevens, you learn how to play in front of big crowds, and you learn what small mistakes can do in big games, you know. So you could easily do that. With development players or guys that are in full contract but are just struggling to make the 15s, and give them confidence that so when they do go back to their 15s, they're not fazed in any way by coming up against some big name players.
Jeff, you're not worried in any way that if the sevens rugby is in the Olympics and it's the first sight that people get of rugby, they'll have a kind of they won't really understand the full 15 man game? Or do you think, yeah, it's the best way to get them involved? Because one thing that seems to be clear is sevens rugby is a gateway to getting them interested in rugby for a lot of people around the world.
Yeah, I suppose it's like every sport, you know. It's to cater for all needs too, you know. And I don't think it. I don't believe
it's a benefit. The Olympics is a benefit.
It's a huge benefit, okay. To the game, definitely, to the overall game, to attract players, new players in as well. Mm. You know, as I said to you, it's not the stereotypical player either. You know, it's not the big meaty guy. But then, if you look to any of the South Sea teams, like the Samoan teams, the Kiwis, they're all big men as well. But they're able to show their wares. But yet, as Brian said there, it's an opportunity there for young players that are just on the fringes, need that little push, need that bit of experience on the international circuit. And that's I believe, they've got to look at it and have a go at it, you know.
All right, we're just coming towards the end of the podcast. Brian, any advice for young players who might be now listening to this and saying, yeah, they're going to play in some of the sevens tournaments across the country this summer, which there's loads of, and maybe building towards the Athlone one in August? What kind of fitness would you be saying them to do? Or even just in terms of preparation, do you turn up in the tournament and you haven't been working that hard, you might really feel it?
Yeah, the fitness levels would be slightly different to your 15th levels of fitness, which is also another great thing, that if you're actually able to play sevens properly and you're that fit, the 15s game is so much easier. But yeah, you definitely wouldn't want to be out the night before and rocking up to play
in a tournament.
Oh, it does. I might have done it once or twice myself when I was younger, you know, but no. It's like sevens is a great atmosphere. It's all about just having your friends around and enjoying yourselves and being really able to express yourselves where you mightn't have been able to do during the season, you know. But no, this is why a tournament like this is great, you know. Bring lads together, and there should be more of them all over the country, really, you know.
Would you be, just before I let you go, would you be looking forward to possibly keeping your hopes in for maybe a 2013 Sevens World Cup? You'd love to get back to it, I'd say, would you?
Yeah, God, if the chance was there, I'd be gone like a shot, you know. So, unfortunately, it all comes down to the likes of the IRFU, you know, if they're going to put in a team. But if they do, I'll be putting my hand up to see if I can go again.
Appreciate you coming along today, Brian. And just to finish with yourself, Jeff, you know, I'm talking about out the night before. Yeah, we'll advise all teams involved in the Athlone Sevens tournament with a price fund of, what is it, €2,000?
€4,000
in total prize fund. So, yeah, maybe stay off to drink that night. But drinking the night before a tag rugby tournament, I can vouch for the fact that that doesn't make a difference. I'm still useless, so I recommend that.
Yeah,
and
no.
Big night that night in tag rugby next day.
Big night on the Saturday night here in the club and also in town. Lots of events happening and lots of support from the pubs in town, but also the next day we have a tag festival as well. So I suppose we're encouraging guys to bring along the girlfriends, maybe or wives, or maybe potentially their new girlfriend or wife they might find at the tournament. You
matchmaking festival as well. Yeah,
it's been done in Stuvarna, so I can't see why we can't do it in Athlone. You know, but no, definitely. So there's discounts available if you're interested in entering both days. So they just need to contact the club and give us a ring or check out ar7s.ie and check out the website and give us a shout.
All you have to do, folks, is just move the little mouse up to the right on the screen and you'll see the logo. Click on it and you're there. That's it. Brian Toohey, thanks very much. Jeff Kenny, thanks as well. Thanks very much.